Well, from the blues to the TV and thrilling and very bingeable legal drama The Good Fight is back on SBS, tapping into the politics of the Trump era with humour and chilling insight.
We should be looking ahead to the future.
A future where Trump wins in 2020?
The new associates.
It's an unusual makeup, isn't it? More whites than blacks.
Are we really counting now?
That's a clip from The Good Fight, which is streaming now on SBS On Demand. Wenli Ma is TV and film critic from news.com. She's filling in for Michael Bodie, our regular TV guy. Wenli Ma, welcome back to Breakfast.
Hi, friend. Thanks for having me.
You and I are both big fans of this series. What makes The Good Fight different to other legal dramas? And it actually morphs a little bit in this third series, I gather, is that
right? It does. I think it's probably a bit funnier, this series, but I think what sets it apart is that it just has a different attitude. It's not somber. It's serious, but it's not serious. And, you know, it's got a lot of humour. It's got a lot of absurdism built into it.
It sort of riffs off the Trump era as absurd in itself, doesn't it? And
it
the absurdism
does.
All revolves around that.
It is. And I mean, I know it feels like we're living in a Monty Python sketch anyway, so it's really hard for shows to sort of balance that sort of comedy and with real life absurdism. And I think this walks the line really well. I mean, Veep is another show that does that, but I feel like The Good Fight is less caustic. It's less pessimistic. It seems like people on The Good Fight still think ultimately people want to do good.
This is series three. It's a spin-off from The Good Wife, which I absolutely adored. It took me a minute to warm to The Good Fight. But I think it's fair to say you don't need to know The Good Wife at all, do you?
No,
even though you might
don't.
Miss Alicia if you know it.
Yeah, I mean, I never watched The Good Wife, and there's 150 episodes of it, and
You've got a lot of fun coming your way.
I don't know anyone who has time to go back and watch 150 episodes of a show. But yeah, you know, you don't miss that much. There are some characters that carry over from the original series, but on the whole, it's a new story.
And we shouldn't scare people off. If you don't want to turn on the TV and grapple with sort of American politics and Donald Trump, this is still in many ways a traditional old school legal drama, isn't it?
It does. Yeah, there are some cases of the week, and I mean, they certainly go into things from the Trump era, the so-called Golden Showers tape and things like that. But I think they do it with a certain lightness that you can read into it and it can feel quite deep. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of moments of levity and it lets you escape for a bit too.
Well, put it this way, if you've been watching and loving legal drama since the days of LA Law, I think you're going to love The Good Fight still. Can you catch up with previous seasons before going to the new one on SBS?
You can. The first season is streaming on Amazon and Stan and 10 All Access, and the second season is on 10 All Access and on Stan.
Okay. Also on this week, the ABC's got a doco titled Will Australia Ever Have a Black Prime Minister? It's with actor and musician Mark Cole-Smith. How does he search for the answer to this?
It is a hard one, and he goes on a journey across the country, and he goes on a journey from pretty much early childhood education to the boards of corporate Australia, and he is very much trying to figure out, you know, statistically, what are the odds that Australia will have a black PM? It's actually quite dire. They do work with an academic who crunches the numbers and says statistically it's 0.001%. And so Mark Cole-Smith looks into it through, you know, he talks to primary school kids in Broome from his hometown. And those kids are really hopeful when he asks them the question, what do you think are the odds of a black PM? They're answering things like 39%, 40%. And so there is this lovely optimism from the next generation, but it is, you know, they do look at things like access to housing, access to education, access, I guess, to the old school networks. And they talk to a man who is running the scholarship program for Indigenous students at Geelong Grammar. So it's a 55-minute documentary, and it kind of delves into a lot of different things.
So really, it's not so much to answer that question. It's more about highlighting the obstacles and the things that hold back Indigenous Australians, really.
Absolutely. But I do think the theme they're running through with it is that disclaimer they always have in like investment firm ads that past performance isn't an indicator of future performance. And I think it leaves everyone on a pretty positive note that just because the 16 PMs we've had since World War II have all been white, most of them have been educated through private schools, and that most of them probably had a law degree from Sydney Uni, it doesn't mean that's where we're going.
Yeah, and that's not true of all of them either. That's for sure, not by a long shot, really. Mm. Okay, Wenli, that's great. What should we be watching out for this week? Have you had a look through the guide for us?
Yeah, House Rules is is back on Channel 7. So if you like reality TV programs, but you're a bit sick of all the catfights and the drama that we've had for the last few months, I think they're positioning this to be a bit more inspirational. And Andrew Denton's interview series is back on. They haven't revealed who the guests are, but last year, you know, he talked to people like Daniel Johns or everyday Australians like a woman from Queensland who can recall every day of her life. And then over on YouTube Premium, Cobra Kai, which is a revival of the Karate Kid series or movie series, is on this week as well.
What is in Yes, Grasshopper?
Yeah.
That season.
Exactly.
Ah, Cobra Kai. All right. Wenli, thanks. Very great to have you back. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wenli Ma, TV and film critic from news.com, and she's filling in for our regular TV guy, Michael Bodie, who's having a holiday. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8:30.